Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody out there in Easy Way Land. Radio Boomers, are you up and at 'em? Hello, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I was not up and at 'em. We had technical difficulties. I overslept. It's been a morning already.
Well, you know, it took a little time to regroup after our cool little event out there in Dana Point. That was really something. It was for a great cause, the Freedom Ball, Mary Crowley's Freedom Ball, and the battle against the human trafficking issue out in an amazing area out there on the ocean, the little island and the boat.
Did you
catch some of those boats? Did you get some pictures?
I did. I'm not a picture-taking person, and especially at night, it was kind of hard because if you were shooting through the window, it was, reflect black, and it was a little chilly outside, but it wasn't bad, I have to admit. The weather wasn't too bad this time. The boats were beautiful to look at. There were wonderful people there, and we raised money to expose the fact that human trafficking is happening right here in our own city and country.
And Eric did his Easy White Touch, and that really with the carpet and everything and the celebrities like yourself and Billy Moore. I mean, it was pretty cool. The boat parade, I guess, that's quite a little event. Those people really go all out on those boats. I couldn't believe the light. How do they get so many lights on a boat? I mean, that's...
How do they get so much electricity on a boat is what I want to know.
That's what I was going to say. Where do they plug that in? Do they all have extension cords that go to the harbor or what? You know,
I don't think so because they went pretty far around. But that brings us up to our hot topic.
It's hot topic time. And
well, let's
ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Yeah, today I want to talk a little bit more about shopping safety out there. Guys, we're all out there buying our gifts and getting ready for Santa to come and helping Santa out a little bit. But we really have to be careful. This is the time of year where there's a lot of petty theft. Ladies, I can't stress to you too much that you need to keep your purse so that it's not easily snatched. There was a lady in a restaurant, and a man just reached over the booth and snatched her purse sitting right next to her. Now, I know that's like, wow, really? How could he do that? Well, he did. He just reached over, and she was sitting on the end. It's not like her purse was on the end. It was on the inside next to the window, and he reached over and snatched it and ran right out the door. So we have to really pay attention. How do you have eyes in the back of your head? I'm not really sure. Sit on your purse strap. A lot of us will hang our purses right just over the chair. If you're just in a public restaurant, you got to do more than just hang it, loop it so it's at least, if it gets tugged, it won't just slide off the chair. Or they can't just reach over and grab your purse. Put it around your thigh or something, the strap around your thigh or around your knee. When you're walking down the street, there's a reason why you loop it over your shoulder and not just on your shoulder, so someone can't just snatch your purse. Again, don't just leave things exposed in your car. Cover them up with something. When you go shopping, put them in your trunk. Don't put them in your back seat. And when you're delivering presents, don't just stick them in your back seat where people can see them, because when you're in one person's house, they'll steal it from out the back seat. When you're having them delivered on your porch, make sure that you get a text message that tells you when it was delivered so you can go out and pick up that package or run home and get it or have it delivered somewhere where there is someone. We just have to be safe and sane this Christmas. It's horrible, but the Grinch is real. So make sure you are safe at all times. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, Ruth, good news. The unemployment is really down in the U.S. We're down 3.9%, which is basically just about a record breaker. Not so good in France. Over 1,000 arrested in the worst riots in probably 10 years due to the high taxes and high cost of living. And they've got, oh, boy, they've had cars vandalized, riots, you know, the storefronts, broken windows, all kinds of things. And 1,000 have been arrested. 89,000 troops have been deployed to kind of keep peace over there. Alaska earthquakes, aftermath, 4.8 on the Richter scale, right after a massive 7-point earthquake that really destroyed roads and bridges. Alaska's also been hit with hurricanes, which knocked out power to thousands. But on the other hand, a lot of people are still going there. They're finding, great places to vacation and to purchase homes to get a little solitude. Massive heavy snowstorms hit North Carolina with 50-mile-per-hour winds, freezing rains. 4 have been killed in the storm, 17 million under winter alerts. 500 flights have been canceled, schools closed. Virginia also hit with the heavy rains. North Carolina governor warns residents to stay home, declaring a state of emergency. Many cities have been shut down in the area. Florida has had its share of heavy storms, too. Tampa Bay area has had flooding and so on. So check, like Reith and I always say, check before you go somewhere. World War II veteran, 102 years old. He credits Coors Light Beer for his long life. Democrats keep investigating the Trump tie-in with the Russia elections and so on and so forth. Basically, no evidence has been found yet. Fearing defeat, the British Prime Minister delays the Brexit vote. Europe's top court confirms that the UK can stop Brexit. So that's a big issue up in the air. The climate summit stalls as the United States join Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait in basically, that's a big debate with the climate that's going on. It's big money, too. It affects the market and everything. So there's a little bit of, a little bit of question mark there about whether climate change is doing all this or whatever. We're going to do reports on that. We're going to get some experts on the show. The Dolphins stunned the Patriots with a double lateral touchdown for the miracle in Miami. NASA spy satellite twice had a delay, a little glitch right at the end, so the last countdown stopped it. I think it was basically a minute before takeoff. President Trump wants $5 billion for the border wall, and there may be a government shutdown on the 21st of December if they don't come to an issue or some kind of resolution. And don't be greedy. They say generosity is proven to be good for your health. There you go, Reith, a couple tips for you. And that's about it. I try to get a few things in. And the caravan is still, they're basically piling up at the border with thousands more coming, but it's more peaceful now. They're just finding places to settle down.
Oh,
nice. Breath on that one. There's so much going on the news, you know.
Well, let's have a word for my sponsor.
I hate reporting some of that.
I know. Well, let's have a word for my sponsor, and that's always good news.
What if I told you could have years of cell phone talk, text, and data for one very low price? No more contracts, no monthly payments, and you can call up to 92 countries free. MCS Global Link with Eco Mobile Service GSM SIM cards. Solve your mobile phone dilemma. So enroll now at nb-products.com. That's nb-products.com.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with Easy Way, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit easywaynetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at Easy Way Network, Twitter at Easy Way Broadcast, and YouTube at Easy Way TV.
And that's the name of that tune. This is amazing stuff going on. This is cutting edge, and the world is looking at what's going on with Eric's Easy Way Network. And you ever have somebody in your class that you kind of admire because they're the smart person? And the guest we have coming on is one of those people. He does his homework, and I really do appreciate these people and envy them because they're the A-listers. My guest is Norm Brueckel, and he's an electronics engineer. Need I say more? This is the kind of guy who can basically change the world because these are the guys that that do this kind of stuff. They invent and so on and so forth. So let's see if we got him on. Norm, are you on with us?
Yes, Jim. How you doing?
Hi, Norm. Norm, this is my co-host, Reetha Gray. Reetha, this is Norm Brueckel. He's an electronics engineer.
Norm, great to meet you. I've always wanted to know exactly what is an electronics engineer.
Well, in my case, I specialized in microcomputer design at the university and got hired in the Texas Instruments to work on their microprocessor boards back in 78. Everything was a bit slower and a lot more expensive back then.
Well, Norm, I've only got about 400 questions I'd like to ask you, and then Reetha has her list of 400 because there's so many things. But, you know, what was it that kind of steered you in this direction? Norm was sitting around one day, and, I mean, there's botany, there's medicine, there's all kinds of things, fields, with your, you know, with the gifts you have as far as the intelligence. What brought you to this kind of world that you're in with the electronics?
Okay, well, I haven't looked at this in a long time, but basically I started playing with electricity and the motors and electronic devices back as a child. And then by high school, I was in a three-year course in technical electronics for 3 hours a day for 3 years. And then I went right from there to the university and you know, got my associate's and my bachelor's degrees in engineering. So I've kind of been around myself all my life, just, you know, teaching myself building projects.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, as the years went on, you've seen all these changes that are going on. So this kind of right up your alley with, you know, the technical changes going on. You see some positives and negatives with this, I guess, right? I mean, a lot of it's beneficial, but then again, you got some of the other side where it's not so beneficial.
Well, I mean, the reality is, you know, any science or any technology or product can be used well or for the good of people or against them, and engineering is no different. I mean, you know, you can apply products to do both good and bad, and it's just a matter of how you utilize it and make that decision.
Now, we won't put you on the spot with the future, but things are getting smaller, right? I mean, you remember, of course, I mean, you know, it's silly to ask you these kind of questions, but the big computer, you know, back in the sci-fi days, you know, you see that with their walk in the room, oh, check out our computer. They push the button, and this room is loaded full of this massive machine with the tapes and everything. Now, well, we know where it's at now. So can you give us a little tiny thing to the future? The cell phones can't get much smaller. I mean, they've already got so thin you're afraid to sit on them. They might bend. Televisions are so thin. Where are we going with all this? I mean, they can't get much thinner. The pictures are so clear. What are people like you looking at for, you know, where do you want to go in the future?
Well, extraterrestrial, but that's another story.
Yeah.
As far as the TVs go, they actually do have some now that are coming out that are thin enough to be almost, I won't say a paint coating, but thin enough to be a, you know, even thinner than they are on the wall. And the quality just keeps getting faster and better. But, you know, at some point, it's just a matter of how well you can get the resolution. I don't want to go off on this, but I bring this up to TV people all the time because they keep pushing the higher resolution and the bigger screen. But, you know, if you watch TV from 10 or 12 feet away, like most of us do, you lose the resolution down to 1K or 720, even with a 55, 65-inch TV set. So do you need a 4K?
Yeah.
No. But that doesn't stop people from selling you what you don't need.
And I
try to bring it up to people. I get a lot of pushback on that at retail because they don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, right, they want us to sell big TVs. Now,
well,
you work
TV's
with
fine, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, as far
the
as the microprocessor,
but,
yeah, the first thing I did was at the university here, we went through and we had to build, this was in 77, 78, we built, using bit slices, we had to build our own computer to write software to teach you to do, you know, difficult things like add and subtract. We started at that level of building it and went on from there. But actually in high school, my first computer was a PDP-8 AD, which was, like you said, it was a big rack. It was one rack. It was smaller by that. It was down to one rack. But it also had the double tapes on it that spun, the reel-to-reel tapes spun back and forth to load programs and all that good stuff. And that was already in, you know, heck, that was in 1973.
Wow.
Is the microprocessor the brain of the computer?
Basically it's the brain, and then the RAM is memory. You really just got the main components. You got the display and everything that runs the display. You got the microprocessor, which does all the calculating and thinking. You got the software that contains the program, like how to run Windows 10 or how to run Unix or whatever operating system you're running. And then you've got the high-speed RAM, which is like your frontal lobe that keep forefront of your brain that keeps track of all the stuff in scratchpad memory that we can turn it off, it goes away. Fortunately, we don't do that. But
and then the
big hard drives and stuff are the master storage where they keep all the programs stored and all the data you gather, and then just use the RAM for the real fast scratchpad for the brain or the microprocessor.
So,
and we get more and more memory on these things. I don't even know what a terabyte is, but I have one.
I know when that. I remember when that was all the memory there was.
terabyte
on,
yeah.
the, on the planet.
Exactly.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but that's what I have on my computer. And I remember when I 256K, and I thought I was in heaven. I think I had all this memory I'd ever need.
Well, you got to remember, we made it to the moon and back with the power of basically an 8080 computer. So, you know, that's not too bad. Yeah.
So, Norm, you're
true. Go ahead.
You're sitting around 15 years ago, and you're, you know, there's Norm figuring out how to create something new or doing your stuff. Now, it's a little, would you say it's a little bit more exciting today because the computers can actually help you with so much access to so much other knowledge that the computers are kind of building themselves. So do you think things come along a little faster, and if you get an idea about something, it can come about maybe a little quicker than it was maybe 20 years ago?
Yeah, I think the only gating factor was is the same as it was when I was, you know, designing boards at TI, and that is just the design process has gotten faster. I mean, designing and coming up with it's one problem, but getting into manufacturing and producing and ordering parts and all that stuff was always, and writing manuals was always the time-consuming part. A lot of that's been sped up, but there's still just the human logistics parts of getting everything together and the way they ran the projects. But I think in a lot of places in the world now, that's become more and more compressed, and they have less steps involved, and you know the thing I can't really handle, because I did, you know, that was stuff that included life safety and money, is that, you know, they tend to ship it and then fix it in the field, but I was never allowed that luxury.
Well, now let's get to some exciting stuff too here. The MCS, the SIM card, tell us what's going on with that in this exciting.
Sure. Well, that was interesting. In my quest for looking for products for an organization I'm working with, I ran across this opportunity. It's basically a SIM card that you can put into any iOS or Android-type phone or even tablets. As long as they're unlocked and they have LGE service available to it in the GSM network. It won't work with the older styles of some of the Sprints and that use CDMA. We won't get into that, but on the website, there's a list that I put up that have pre-approved phones that already work. But anyhow, what it is right now is, rather than paying a monthly cell phone bill, you pay one amount up front, and you get a SIM card activated, and it comes right now. It's $600 for the SIM card, but it's good for 5 years, and it has text messaging, and data and talk all included in that package. But you get it, you set it up, and you no longer have bills after that point for 5 years. So that's the way to do it. You're a little bit familiar with that from our conversation last night, and you got set up with that. But that's the main goal of the product.
Do you think it's more beneficial to pay $600 for 5 or 7 years? Or is it better to pay $270 a month? I mean, it's like, are you kidding?
I figured that out.
Now, does that mean that the phones that you're using with the SIM card will actually be viable for 5 or 6 years? Because now your phone becomes obsolete in 2 years.
Right, and that's an issue for you. But the good thing is, you're buying the SIM card, and as long as you purchase an unlocked GSM phone that has the bands 2, 4, and 12 enabled, you can move it from one phone to another. Right now, I am using the SIM card in just one I bought off of Amazon, just to have one to test it out. And so I just bought a cheap phone. It cost me $70 on Amazon. I threw it in here, and I've got all the features and bells and whistles. But Jim was asking about that, and you know, all the Apple from iPhone 6S up through the XR all already tested and work with it, and a lot of the Alcatels and all the Google Pixels, Google Pixel XL, 2, 3, and 3 XL, and a lot of the Motorola models and the Sonys, and of course the OnePlus, but that's a nice product. And then all the Samsung Galaxies coming from the A8s up and then the S7s up do work with the system. They've all been tested. And on the website, I created a page from the listing that they gave me of all the ones that were already tested. I put it out so people could just take a look at it. But the phone I'm using was never tested, but it works fine. And
wow.
So you don't pay a phone bill to anybody? You don't? I could cut the cord with AT&T?
Well, it depends on what you're using it for. But if you're just using it for your cell phone, yes. I got people that use it for all their bundle services. But, once you get this card, it just comes up. You activate it. You have to go in and add an APN to it, but that's pretty standard on any phone. Just is usually done for you by the person selling it to you for $290 a month. But if you can type 5 or 6 symbols by yourself, you can avoid all that.
Wow, that's
okay.
A big one. What do you think, Grant?
Yeah. What's the SIM card called?
Oh, it's just MCS USA is the vendor selling the card. And the SIM card in most of your phones, and maybe Jim's got some that got even the newer features, some phones you can have just one SIM card. Some you can actually have two and switch between them. I keep single ones just to keep each phone separate so I don't be confused. but they're just kind of simple settings for the APN. You just go in there and you just have to go into, like, on the iOS or the iPhones. You go in the settings. You turn on your roaming and all that good stuff. For the cell network, you make a couple minor changes in a new APN, reboot your phone, and you're done. And then that'll work out the new SIM card.
What do you think, Reese?
Okay,
that sounds pretty good to me.
It does. So how do we find out how to get this? What's the website?
Sure. Well, the easiest thing to do is just to go to – I made up a simple website. I mean – I like Jim in some cases. I think just simple and information is the way to go. So I've got a real simple website set up. It's just called nb-products.com. And you go out there, and what I've got set up for people is I have a download at the bottom for both the list of tested phones and the instructions. It's just a simple website. It's not fancy. It just has straight information. And on there, virtually everything you can go to is a link that will send you to the website with my information on it. And you can click on the picture or anything else on it. It'll take you there. There's also a link to send me an email if you want to do that. But it's all pretty straightforward. And once you click on the webpage, just go through there, and they'll have the rest of the answers for you and take your business. It's all through the vendor. But I'll just bring some extra information and make it easier to understand before you go into that. Because, like I said, I just got a simple, generic website.
Okay, and that's M as in Mary? M as in Mary, B as in boy?
Close. N-B, Nancy Baker, dash products, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-S, dot
okay,
com.
Okay, N-B.
Right.
Okay, N-B, dash product.
Dot com.
Dot com.
That's the way to wake up in the morning. Not facing that $200 bill, but no bill for the phone. Oh,
well, you can talk against that, Jim. You made the decision last night yourself.
Yep. Yeah, I had enough of that stuff. They just keep adding up, so that's great. Normally, we really appreciate it because we know you have a busy schedule. Thanks for coming on. I'd like to have you again because that takes care of 5. Now, you still have 390 left questions on our list, but we have to do those another time. But thanks for coming on, Norm, and looking forward to meeting you out here. And unless I get down, I always wanted to get to the Alamo, so I'm going to think I'll head down and meet you down in Texas soon.
Well, there you go. You still got the reclining chair in the house, right?
I got it. Waiting for you.
Well, I passed on to last time I was there. Let everybody else enjoy it.
There you go. Thanks, Norm. And this is good stuff. Well, Reef, I told you. Is this interesting stuff or what? This is interesting. And this is kind of your field, too, Reef.
This is above my pay grade, way above my pay grade. But let's move on. Another word from our sponsors, and then on to Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
Boomer Boost is a comprehensive, all-in-one, powerhouse nutritional supplement designed to specifically support your body's vital functions. Boomer Boost is the result of years of research by numerous scientists and formulators, resulting in a comprehensive nutritional powder that contains all of your essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even specialty nutrients in one easy-to-use drink. Boomer Boost replenishes the vital nutrients that are depleted during your body's repair process, including macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, as well as micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, coenzymes, and specialty nutrients, allowing your body to make all of the proteins required for optimal health and execute the metabolic pathways that are the essence of human life.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. I'm having a wonderful time already because I'm expecting a very, very special guest, and his name is Sir Keith Holman. Welcome, Keith. Good morning. I think we're dealing with a little critter that's been messing with our wires or something.
Good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing very well now, especially that you're here.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not every day that we have the creator of the white glove that is so famous because of Michael Jackson that you created. Can you tell our listeners how that came about?
Well, I will say this. The original creators were Bill Witton, the late Bill Witton designer, Michael Jackson, and Stella Ruata. They were the original people who created. Bill wanted something different, and so did Michael, so he would stand out. And the Sox also, because they were playing big arenas, and he could want to be able to tell the difference between him and others. I had a dance move so you could see his feet move. So I came in at the tail end of the Victory Tour, and I was just honored just to be just a small part of that huge, amazing family. And Michael's I can't say anything. I just don't even want to say. It's just an honor to be part of all that.
Well, you are part of history, a part of musical history. As we know, Michael Jackson is probably one of the largest entertainers of all time. And it's been such a wonderful ride. I've watched him throughout the years. And, you know, it's just what he accomplished is remarkable. And, you know, at the time that he was popular, I was still teaching. I was teaching at a junior high school, and there was a youngster there who did a tribute to Michael Jackson, and we became friends, and I wound up getting him some exposure on TV. You know, they had several tribute artists, and we actually were invited to go out of town to a show, and there was a live tiger there on the stage, and I thought that was kind of unique. It's something that probably Michael would have loved. But on our way back, you know, we were actually in the same limousine that had actually picked up Michael. I don't remember when, but it had the roof that the sunlight roof. And his name is Gabriel Colbert. He just couldn't resist peeking his head up over the roof. And we had to tell him, please get down, because people thought it was really Michael. And he didn't want an accident or anything like that. But we've had some experiences just with him being a tribute artist. So I can imagine what it must be like with the actual person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So anyway, your your road to Michael Jackson and so many others is through your artistry as a designer, and you are a protege of the late, great Bill Whitton, who I've also heard of. Can you tell us how you became involved with him, or your pathway to him, so to speak?
Yes. Well, I will say this. I have to give credit where credit's due. I met Michael when I was a little boy, when he performed in Kansas City with the Commodores. My mother was a friend of the Commodores manager, Benny Ashburn, and she had us make steak dinners and take them to everybody after the show and have a picture. I still have the same outfit, green velvet outfit that my father bought for me to go see them. So that's how I started way back when. I was a little guy. I was so proud that my dad bought something for me to wear to this, and that's when I met them. And Michael and I kind of looked at – he looked at me, I looked at him, and he extended his hand to me to say hello. That's how I first met him. I had forgotten about it. My mother reminded me.
wow.
So, yeah, I was very little, a little guy. And so later in life, my parents wanted me to either go to law school or business school or become a doctor or go to seminary. So they took me to the military academy, and I got back in the car with them and said, nope. They sent me to a seminary in Kansas to become a priest, and I didn't stay, and I came back home. And then we moved to California. Well, I said I was. And I had seen there were two people, designers that I thought were just amazing, or three. One was the late, great Bill Whitton. The other was Bob Mackie and Rhett Turner. And I said, I've got to work for these guys, one of them, or all of them. However, I had never seen people or a guy dress men. I've always seen women dressed up in costumes, whatever, really amazing things, like the Supremes, like my friend Mary Wilson. But I've never seen guys dressed, because before it was more Liberace-ish, which was still cool. However, when I saw his work, I said, I got to work for him. So people don't know this, but before I started working with him, I worked with an amazing woman by the name of Stella Ruata of Artistic Hand Beading in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard. And there, not only was Bill Whitton's work coming in, or the work we were doing with the Jacksons or whatever, it was also of Nancy Reagan, of Mr. Galanos, of Bob Mackie, of Rhett Turner. So many other designers would bring their costumes to be beaded or work done to them there. And that's how I started. And it was her, Stella Ruata, who got me the job with Bill Whitton. He would come in and look at me and ask how I was coming along, but he would not take me until to work with him full time. Even though we were making costumes or doing bead work first at the workshop, he wouldn't take me till she said she thought I was ready. That's how I got started. It was not just working directly with him. It was him, her first, then him. And then we were working on costumes with him. I was not a good sketch artist.
No.
So I was more in charge of creating the costumes, actually helping him get made and going to the vendors and pulling together things. So whatever, I could sketch, but not like some of the other artists who were much better than I was. But I knew how to make things. And then I worked with Bill and Lionel Richie. We did Dancing on the Ceiling. We worked on all these videos, Taste of Honey, Neil Diamond, Kenny Rogers. I mean, so many artists we were working with. It wasn't just Michael at the time. And I asked him why we did not stick with Michael Jackson, the Jackson family, no one else. And he said, which I will never forget this, he said, you can never give every artist all the looks they need to have. And also you burn yourself out. And if you stick with one artist, you will alienate all the other artists that you could have worked with and increasing your talent and your knowledge with working with other people. And if something happens, they die or they get sick or they're no longer selling records or whatever, then you have to start all over again. At the time, I didn't understand that. And now I'm so grateful that he told me that and he had me continue to work with other designers besides just Michael, which was the greatest entertainment I believe in the world at that point. So that's how I kind of started.
Well, that was great advice.
Sure was.
I can see the point of that, too, yes.
So,
well, tell, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you about some of your other clients, like Elizabeth Taylor. That's probably another luminary that most everybody's familiar with that name. I read about that you designed a turban for her valued at $3 million and a caftan for her ninth wedding. Can you tell us how that came about?
Well, what happened was that Elizabeth Taylor's or Dame Taylor's costumes and clothing beaded at our workshop, artistic hand beaded by for Bob Mackie, for White Diamonds, for the amazing Nolan Miller with the Love Boat, and he was one of her best designers. And so I had seen a lot of the costumes or her clothing come in being beaded, and the work was done in the workshop already. And I had started doing small things for her, like I did a beautiful jeweled cane and some other items, and then I was asked to create this turban. And actually, I even had a carriage for her dogs also, which was a gilded carriage, which I didn't get in the news for the wedding. And I was asked to do this, and with Dame Taylor, it was when the turban would be sold, because at that time she was sicker. With the turban was to be sold, part of the money would go to AMFAR and Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. And at that time it was $3 million. I think the value of it is probably about $7 million by now because of the stones and there was 70 carats of diamonds on it. It was co-created. Ike was the main designer. However, Stella Ruata of Artistic Hand Beading helped me with it. And Elizabeth helped do some of the beadwork also. There are real gold beads on that turban, gold jeweled beads, line beads, along with the 70 carats of diamonds also. And one of the pieces comes off and it turns into a brooch. Another one turns into earrings, I think the canary diamonds. So that was, I think, the most expensive piece I've ever created. And I've been blessed with her and Dolly Parton and so many other artists. And as you know, with Mary Wollstone, with some of the cream gowns that we're working on, I'm just humbled by it all.
You are working on a current project with Mary Wollstone now?
Yes, she is working on, and I think she might be on air right now, but she's working on an amazing book of Supremes, costumes, gowns, and what have you, and her history. And I'm privileged to be a small part of that. And it's an honor that she asked me to work with her on this. I mean, we do projects together, but this was very special to me.
Well, speaking of that, you're also doing something similar with the Pointer Sisters. I just had Bonnie Pointer on about a week ago, and she and Anita spoke of the project that you're doing with her about the book of their costumes.
Well, you know, I'm a small part of that. And along with Melissa Simpson. And I'm honored. The funny thing is, in our workshop, which was down the street from Motown on Sunset Boulevard, we're in the Crossroads building, you know, everybody came to that workshop. And one of the people that worked with her was Ola Hudson, who was Slash's mother. She was the first Dewar's girl. I don't know if you remember that, Dewar's alcohol or liquor. So we've known each other for years, and I've admired their work. And then I was asked to work with them, and it's just an honor to be part of all this, because I believe that if we do not, like, it's talking to Mr. Barry Gordy as an exhibit I did recently. I think you were there.
Yes, I was there.
And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to preserve, to have people remember. And to understand everything is not just something you just, I think people think you just throw fabric up in the air and it just gets made. Or you go to the store and buy it. No, there are craftsmen and workers and people, artisans, who all deserve the credit. And this is, it's not just about me. It's about the late Bill Witten. It's about Stella Ruota. It's about Pasquale, Fabrizio, the shoe, Grisha. There's so many people that need, in my opinion, that should have the credit, and they do not always get it. And so this is what I stand for. And I think, you know, Ambassador Diane Watson has asked me to come work with her on a project also.
Yeah, she mentioned for the Smithsonian, right?
Yes, and I'm honored to be part of that. and also the Academy of Motion Pictures, where some of my archives are going to be featured in the main, as soon as the Academy opens up, they're right there in the grand scheme of things there, which is amazing. That's one of my coolest things I think I've done also.
Yes, and by the way, we have a listener who has a question that wants to know where the piece is now. I think they're referring to the turban, the $3 million turban that's now, you say, valued at $7 million. They want to know where it is.
in a land far, far away from my house.
Yes, okay. Oh, boy. That is really amazing. I mean, your journey in itself is amazing. But before we leave, as I'm keeping one eye on the clock, I want you to tell them about dreams, the conversation that you and I had this morning. I mean, I thought it was very, very inspiring.
Well, you know, I want to say this. First, I want to thank everybody who's helped me, all my friends and family who've come together to help me achieve this dream. You know, it's not been an easy road. So people ask me sometimes, you know, what's the difference between a big dream and a small dream? And, you know, you have to think about, a lot of people ask me, like if I ask you that question, do you know what the difference is? And they usually say, well, it's easier to chain a small dream than a larger. Well, a dream is a dream, no matter how big or small it is. It's just you have to make it happen with God's help and with dedication. And you know, you get down, you get pushed down, you get back up, you get down, you come back up, and you keep going and going and going until you achieve that.
You know, Keith, I've invented a saying, and that is, I'm like the Goodyear tire. I just bounce back and keep right on rolling. Yeah, I mean, that's the way I see it. But listen, before we go, Keith, and I'm so happy to have had you on and so honored. The time just flies. But there was a lady that asked that question, and I found out that she's located in Texas. And I just want to give her a shout-out. Her name is Teresa Snyder, and she happens to be an Easy Way family member. I mean, Easy Way is the broadcasting station that, I mean, the broadcasting network that this show comes from. We're all connected here. We're like family. Radio Boomers Live with Jim Zuli and Aretha Gray of Betty White's Off Your Rocker. And, course, our leader who gives us the ability, Eric Zuli, to do it the easy way. So we're just going to go out on that note now and thank you again for coming on. And I'm going to see you this evening at the event, and you'll get an opportunity to see what I do on stage because I'm going
to
be doing
I look forward to that, and I hope we see our friend Gloria and I hope we see our friend Gloria Rhodes also, who sold Michael Jackson Neverland Ranch.
Yes,
our dear
Gloria
friend.
Berlin is going to be there, she is the one who sold Michael Jackson Neverland Ranch, and she's also a member of my organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which I know I talk about it a lot, but it is a living memorial for my mother, and I'm so grateful for all of the blessings that she extended for me and the sacrifices that she made so that I could have a better life. And I'm just sharing the blessing.
That's amazing. And thank you so much for having me on. And to all your listeners, I'm just thrilled that there's a program like this available to people and to listen to and also come on to. It's wonderful.
All right. Now, Keith, we'll see you next time, and I'll see you soon.
Okay.
At the Southern California Motion Picture Council event. Okay.
Yes.
Take
okay.
care.
So, and that was a very interesting story. Some very interesting people that he's worked with, to say the least.
Carmelita always has great guests.
Oh, yeah. And are you going to go to the event tonight, Reed?
No, I'm not making it out tonight.
You going to take a break? Okay. So, anyway, Reed, I don't know. Time-wise, we got...
Cell phone.
Oh, here we go.
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's Tech Time.
Well, again, it's holiday season, and people do just really nutty things. So another word to the wise that you got to be careful with online shopping and with these chain letters that are going around for the holidays. A lot of times the chain letters are just a scheme to harvest your phone book connections. They want other people's emails so they can do whatever with. I'm not really sure. So if you get some of these chain letters that says you're a wonderful person, this is your most lucky day, pass this letter on to 3 other or 10 other or 100 other people, and in the next 3 minutes you're going to get a miracle or whatever craziness it happens to say. And then it'll say just hold down on the image and then push forward and send it to everybody. Don't do that. I mean, some of them sound really cute and really good and really uplifting, but you never know which one's a hoax. One of the ways you can check, though, is go to Snoops, SNOPES.com, and you can look and see. They usually keep up with what the latest hoax is, or you can just Google the name of whatever the headline is for this tweet or this Facebook thing or whatever it is. And if you Google it, a lot of times it'll say it's a hoax. Don't pass it on. Sometimes it'll say things like don't accept an email from this person. They have a picture of them with the dog. Don't accept it and don't pass it on. Pass this on. Well, actually, that's the one that actually has the virus or is harvesting the emails or whatever it's doing. So stop just passing on chain letters. Remember back in the day we said chain letters were bad? Well, trust me, they still are even over the internet. And the other thing is when you're shopping online, if it's not someplace that's just established, Walmart, Target, Macy's, something that's established, it out before you order it. I pushed a button and ordered something myself the other day. And right after I did it, I looked it up and found out they were false charging people's credit cards for all kinds of money. Check. Just Google the product or again, go to SNOPES.com. Check them out to see if it's real or if it's not. Because trust me, you don't want someone draining your bank account because you gave them your credit card number because you wanted that magic facial cream that was going to make you look 20 years younger, and it was all a scheme just to drain your bank account. So over the holidays, be aware and check, check, and check again. Okay, Jim, I understand we're just going to recap all the wonderful things that are happening.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim. From Jim.
And that was some very interesting stuff, Reef. And yes, I want to recap a little bit. There's just so much exciting, things going on. So many exciting things with the Easy Way Empire Air created, the Easy Way Networks, and EasyWayNetwork.com. And you can see the TV programming shows, interviews, 877-399-2929. And this, Reef, this is really getting exciting because the EasyWayTube.com is really growing with 77 channels now, 90 million plus views, and it's free to get on there. And it's like you go on the other tube, the YouTube channel, and you got to share it with everyone else. And there's the good, the bad, and the ugly on there. And on the EasyWayTube, it's the good, the good, the good, and the talented, and the experienced people in business, the CEOs and entertainment, all kinds of fields, but it's all the good stuff. And then you remember, Reith, the Easy Way Wall of Fame, which I think you're on there, Reith, right?
I don't know. I've got to go on there and check it out.
You got to check that out. See, we got Kevin Serbo's on there, and we have the oh, boy, there's just a long list of people. Frank Shankwitz, Make-A-Wish Foundation. The list goes on and on. Subscribe to Easy Way Network events.
get special access and influence, the audience. It's growing by the day. But, you know, what the heck, 77 channels, 9 million viewers. It's a new age, Reese. You know, the people, they don't go home, the young people, and turn on the TV anymore. They're on their internet following shows or connecting to other people. It's definitely a new age. And I don't know if you follow all. I mean, when you go home, do you just turn on the TV? Do you go online and just channel surf? What do you do when you're watching all this?
I'm doing more and more streaming myself. I'm actually trying to cut the cord with, you know, watching things on TV and watching more of what I want when I want by streaming it. So, yeah, you don't have to be a millennial to stream or to go on YouTube. And I usually am against getting your news off of Facebook, but you get the news about your friends on Facebook. It reminds you of their birthdays and their anniversaries and reviews, things. And you can do the same thing when you go sign up with all the Easy Way stuff. You can keep up with what's going on with people in the Easy Way family.
Well, to get out there, it used to be quite a chore. And now, I mean, Eric's giving people. What he noticed was it's so difficult for people to get out there, get a channel, do this, and that. That's why he kept creating this. It took years. But now, someone who has a talented situation, a business, they can actually get out there big time. It's the future. And, you know, I say future, and I, you know, we got Christopher Lloyd is on the Easy Way Ball from Back to the Future. Times are changing, Reese. There's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you, I can't believe it comes so fast, because here it is, the end of the show again. And this has been a packed show with interesting stuff. And I'll tell you, the guest that we put together on this is just, it's exciting. You know, Norm with the, I want to have Norm back about 100 times to ask him questions, pick his brain about all this engineering and electrical engineering stuff. It's very interesting. You know, it's going to be interesting to see where we're going to be in 10 years. But anyway, Reese, I think it's about time to wrap up. Radio Boomers Live, with all our information with Reese and I on health and business and so on and so forth. So, EasyWayAccess.com. Don't forget, guys, EasyWayAccess.com, EasyWay Tube, EasyWay Wall of Fame, EasyWayNetworks.com. There's a world of EasyWay. So, till then, Reese, it's a sign off. See you next Monday. Monday morning, 10 to 11.
We will be right here on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. We look forward to seeing you. As Christmas comes near, be watchful and be careful.
All right. All right. Take Reese's tips on shopping. Till then, guys, keep healthy, keep moving, keep the faith. Radio Boomers Live out.